Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam, thanks for taking the time. I know you're very busy with your training camp tour, and I want to dive right into it. You've been in Jacksonville. You've been here. And I'm curious, this is a very open-ended question, but from what you've seen with the Dolphins so far, great song, by the way, what are your expectations for the Dolphins this year? Obviously, we know they're a disaster in the secondary right now. Another injury with Kader Kohou, so a lot to figure out there, and we'll get to that as well. But overall, what are you expecting from this team, given all the noise from last year and through the offseason?
Yeah, I think just the team itself has the least amount of talent it's had in the Mike McDaniel era, from what I can see. And so they're going to try to win it with a little bit of what they feel is addition by subtraction, getting rid of some guys in that building who were maybe not as bought in the Mike McDaniel mentality, and kind of promoting new leaders in there and having them have a different level of accountability. I've been at practice a few days. They've been running wind sprints. They've been doing up-downs when they make mistakes. That's the first time I've seen that in the 3 years that Mike McDaniel's been here. So those are maybe some examples of what they're hoping is different. The names won't be as flashy beyond the main three or four, but they're hoping they're a little bit more conjoined as a team than maybe they were in previous years. So right now I'm in the prove it stage. You know, I've been optimistic in the past and been burnt. Does this look like a team that's going to compete for a Super Bowl right now? I don't see it, but I'm willing to be surprised. And that's what July is for.
And Cam, is Tua empowered? Because he came out, he kind of, you want to say, called out Tyreek Hill. He said he had to make up for what he did in the season last season. Like, what does that look like with Tyreek? And is Tua the – is he's that leader now. It says, have they empowered Tua to the point that he can really check people and run that building like a star quarterback should?
Gotcha. I think that what he said about Tyreek to me was the most expansive version of leadership we've seen from Tua in his time there. And it's funny, we talked to him on NFL Network on Saturday, and I asked him, I'm like, hey, 2 or 3 years ago, you wouldn't have called Tyreek out like that. And he's like, nah, I would have been worried about, you know, talking about my teammate. And he was like, no, we have standards. You got to uphold them. And I think that's an example of what may be sticky, but that's the type of leadership this team needs. You know, it's not always being buddy-buddy. It's not always just saying we're all good. It's calling people out when they are you know, screwing up. And that's certainly what Tyreek did. And so I think I like early signs of this version of Tua, but it's also easy to be the leader in July when you're 0-0. We'll see how it goes when it's, you know, December and January.
Cam, more bad news for the Dolphins on the injury front with Kader Kohou being ruled out for the season earlier today by Mike McDaniel, second defensive back they've lost for the season due to injury, still unclear on the Ashton Davis timeline. Where do they go at corner from here? It feels a little late in the game. I mean, they can, I guess, bandage it up with a couple of veteran signings, but what's your read on what they are trying to do now, given the injury situation at corner?
Yeah, Josh, that's the weakest position on this team right now. It's the thinnest. There's not a lot of proven depth. I couldn't tell you one guy on that roster right now at corner who would start on half the other teams in the league. And so I think that's a challenge for all those guys to step up in the opportunity. You know, the vets they just signed are probably their two most talented guys and guys that I would trust the most. And they've just been there 2 days talking about Jack Jones and Mike Hilton. And so they still got to learn the scheme. They still got to figure out what they're doing. But those are the guys who have played NFL games and have had success. Mike Hilton's a dog. You know, I've watched him and been around him in Cincy plenty of times. He's going to stick his nose in there and run defense. He's going to blitz off the edge. He may be 5'9", 180 pounds, but he'll go through Derrick Henry like he's 250 pounds. So you may have some differing cover skills with him. He's over 30 now. He's not as fast as he once was, but he's bringing that mentality. And Jack Jones always had the talent. It's just because he had the discipline. off the field. He's got himself in trouble in multiple places. So that's the two question marks for those guys, but they're probably going to end up being your top two. I know they've had conversations with Rasul Douglas, but the numbers aren't there yet. You know, he's not willing to take what they're offering. So I'm not sure if this makes them up their offer, but I know they've had talks with him and Asante Samuel Jr. as well, Stephon Gilmore as well. And so I wouldn't be surprised if one of those three guys gets added into this room too.
Hey, Cam, off the field, you know, mayhem ain't bad. You know, I was off the field mayhem guy, but I make a tackle every now and then.
Right, you handle your business, right?
Yeah, I come on Sunday, Cam, but yeah, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, I was going to enjoy myself in Miami. But Cam, one of the biggest things you're talking about, the weakest point or the biggest question mark is the secondary. But I would also say offensively, it's the backup quarterback. Are we in a better place? Because we kept Skylar Thompson around for 3 years. He got in the game. We saw he wasn't ready. And then now we're throwing out Tim Boyle and all that. Knock on wood, you know, the clause with Tua Tagovailoa is if he stays healthy. He will be a Pro Bowler if he plays 17 games, but he's only done it once. Do you like what they did with Zach Wilson and with Quinn Ewers drafting him, you know, in later rounds this year to back up Tua? Are we in the best situation at backup quarterback that we've been in since Tua's been here?
I definitely think it's better than what it was last year. I thought Teddy Bridgewater was a good backup for him when he was there. I probably would have him as an edge over Zach Wilson. But I'll tell you this, like, they see some things in Zach, obviously. That, you know, he's got a strong arm. They think they can continue to develop him. And Quinn Ewers, I'll give him this. This last week at training camp, he's looked like a different quarterback. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I watched him in OTAs, and I was wondering, is this guy even going to make the practice squad? He had some rough days out there. But during training camp, he's looked a little bit more polished. He's had a little bit more success. And you can see what their development process is there. So, yeah, I like it. But I think, you know, the Colts said one day, you know, if our starting quarterback gets hurt, we're effed, and we don't practice effed. So the season's in the tank if Tua's out for significant time. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
I was saying that earlier this week, that if Zach Wilson's got to play more than like two or three games at minimum, probably not going to bode too well for what's in store for them this season.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.